I put a wad of cloth underneath, clean cloth, and then let it soak down through and into that, and then got what was on top on the other.
Well,
she was impressed.
Well, that would be quite a chore, but I'm sure she's glad you came to her rescue.
And there was a wedding, and the candles are given to the, or a baptism, I guess it was, and the candles are given to the parents.
Oh.
So none of those little brass things, whatever they're called, are put on the candles then. And as a result, they dripped all over.
Oh,
my. I'd rather buy the brass things myself, I think, and give them. Go through that again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. We mentioned God. His opponent, then, we'd say, is
the devil.
Uh-huh. Children are sometimes afraid to go into an old house after dark because they think it's...
Oh, it might be haunted.
And that means that they think that what's in the house?
They think there might be spooks in there.
If you aren't particularly eager to do something and someone asks you to do it, you might say, oh, no thanks, I would.
I would rather not, or...
If you're particularly happy to see someone, what would you say to him?
I'd just tell him I'm happy to see you. So happy.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about this past winter? Was it a typical winter?
I would say it was a rather hard winter.
And this would mean?
And it seemed long, and there was lots of snow, and it really was hard for Lester to get to those leases, and especially those up on those hills.
Well, but
that's how we think in the terms of winter, is
uh-huh.
What kind of a time Lester's had doing his work. There were weeks that, just nearly weeks, that he could
boy, did he have breakdowns in that time, or?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
The wells would break down, and then his trying to get to them, his pickup would break down.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd have an awful time. I think this pickup he has now, he had about 3 transmissions in it.
My
it was just terrible.
Goodness.
The little stinker, to just show you how spoiled we have him. This one lease that I have been telling you about all the time. Oh, the fan's doing that to you.
Well, I think they're just going out. I have many.
Turn your head this way.
No.
See if that helps. Anyway, what we call the lane that we have to go down before we go up the hill, before we turn into our cattle guard, it was a real bad road. And it had no shale or anything on it that would make a hard surface seafloor.
Mm.
So you would go down in, even if you were walking, even the weight of your body would make you go down in past your shoe tops. So you can imagine how it was to pull a pickup or a car through that. Well, Lester went down that lane and started up that hill, and about halfway up that hill there's a place that it just is almost impassable when the weather is bad enough. When it had rained as much as it had this winter and the grounds and the roads had become so soaked, you know. Well, he came to this spot and he just simply sat in that pickup and just gave that thing the gas until his clutch went out. And you know that was before dark, and I knew what time he left here, and he wasn't home at dark, which was around 7 o'clock. The night was just as foggy, and it was sort of drizzling, you know, and it was real foggy and bad.